This is Leanna Broome on Oyster Mouth Radio with Healing by Nature.
Hello, this is Leanna, and today's show is going to be all about brain health. How is your brain? This may seem like a silly question, but have you noticed how many of us are suffering from brain fog, bad memory, fogginess, lack of concentration, headaches, and are displaying all the signs of stress, anger, depression, agitation, anxiety, frustration, and even indecisiveness? Something has got to give. Now, it's not only the above, though, that is manifesting and affecting your brain's function. Did you realise that long-term and regular and heavy use of coffee, alcohol and smoking affect your brain? And even for younger people, these substances take their toll. Recreational drugs wreak enormous havoc with the brain. Dr. Daniel Amen carries out SPECT scans on his patients, and they prove that all those self-inflicted factors slow up blood flow that supplies the brain with oxygen and nutrients via the hippocampus, slowly decreasing efficiency. He believes that it's more beneficial to tackle the health of the brain to balance behaviour according to the SPECT scan results rather than therapy or just therapy. Combining, for instance, caffeine and alcohol and or tobacco can be doubly detrimental. And also, alcohol, large amounts can close up the blood vessels in the brain, and this causes brain cells to die. The areas of the brain that show deterioration are the prefrontal cortex. This is the area of the brain that affects and regulates behaviour, rather like the boardroom of the brain. For instance, impulsive behaviour is kept in check. It helps with reasonable judgments, such as learning from mistakes, planning, organising. And if this area is not well, depression can occur and behaviour will be affected. And don't think because a person is young they get away with it. Binge drinking is shockingly damaging. I'm sure that you have noticed also that alcoholics can be highly unpredictable in behaviour and moods. The other areas affected are the temporal lobes, and they can deteriorate incredibly rapidly. The temporal lobes, which are located at the sides of your head, are responsible for memory and retention of facts and knowledge, and the ability to process language and something orderly like music. Mood changes and depression can occur when there is damage in this area, and all these skills will be affected. Bad combinations are a person who consumes a lot of caffeine or alcohol and smokes heavily. All are stimulants in the short term, and used persistently, they can narrow the blood vessels in the brain. And ongoing abuse will destroy blood vessels, so the brain is starved of nutrients and oxygen and is running on fumes. These are double or triple whammies, and deterioration can happen twice or three times as fast. And what if this damage then that occurs? The tissue of the brain can begin to die, resulting in a pattern of what looks like holes, similar to those of Alzheimer patients. These areas are not holes, of course, but they are areas of low blood flow, so having less activity. And if the blood vessels are not feeding the tissue of the brain, begin to die off. The images can be seen in the book called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Dr. Daniel Amen, and they are very informative. It's important to know what can affect brain health so that one can avoid contributing to damaging the health of the brain. Other damaging substances can be amalgam fillings, and other traumas are stress that is ongoing or a head trauma, and both emotional and physical traumas. Toxins in foods and drinks such as aspartame, which is an artificial sweetener, and fluoride in toothpaste, which is a neurotoxin that damages the brain and nerve cells. Soft drinks are culprits also because of sugar, as well as sugar-laden junk food. There are no health benefits. What support this fact? Through research and data on diet soda consumption in 45, the research uncovered that drinking almost triples your risk of sugar. Lose weight, quit ADHD and ADD. And Dr. Daniel Amen states that a lot of people's behaviour would definitely improve if their brain was balanced, whatever age and whatever condition. So how can we help our brain to be healthier? Dr. Daniel Amen doesn't say in his book that's called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, but it has been proven that cannabis oil has been shown with research all over the world to have enormous benefits by improving the blood flow through the hippocampus and decreasing amyloid beta plaques that help block neurons. It also helps to decrease inflammation throughout the brain and the body. He has a new book that's just come out, and it'd be interesting to see if he's changed his mind about cannabis oil, like Dr. Sanjay Gupta, with his 180-degree turn from dissing it to making documentaries praising it. Dr. Amen found that the smoking of it can cause low activity in the temporal lobes of the brain, and the patient suffered lack of motivation, and memory is affected. It's puzzling how so many doctors doing such good work for people can be so divided with so much research on both sides. It was believed until the late 90s that after a certain age, brain cells could not be renewed. Fred Gage, PhD, discovered that after a century of believing that brain cells cannot be renewed, proved that this was not the case. Before this, it was believed that after your early 20s, brain cells were not renewed and that the brain descended into decrepitude. Thankfully, this is not true. He discovered that brain cells can be renewed because the brain can make new connections between neurons. So people who have suffered traumatic head injuries and strokes can get some way back to normal. The hippocampus is instrumental in forming new memories and plays a very important role in memory retention. That is long-term memory and the powers of reasoning. It is an extremely important part of the brain. So, blood flow through this part is vital to feed the brain. It's this part of the brain that's not working well when Alzheimer's and dementia occurs and progresses. Excessive and continuous stress is very damaging to the health of the brain. A therapy was discovered called EMDR, and it deals with emotional traumas, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, or EMDR, is a fairly new therapy discovered in the last couple of decades and is a type of psychotherapy. It's growing in popularity, particularly for treating post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, PTSD often occurs after experiences such as military combat, physical assault, attacks on women or men, or car accidents. EMDR helps the brain to process memories to be able to move on and be healthier. And do you know how it was discovered? Vietnam veterans discovered it. They discovered that when they went out for a walk, they felt better. And then they did some tests, and it's proof that sunlight, even on a not-so-bright day, can disperse pockets of negative thoughts in the brain. And that's what it does. Now, what your doctors don't tell you, magazine also advocate chiropractic adjustments can create major changes in the brain, strengthen it, signals to the rest of the body. So to recap, neurogenesis is the regeneration of new brain cells, and we do all this at different rates, some faster than others. And one thing is for certain, though, it's very important to enjoy factor. So avoid bumps on the head, stress, use and of bad life to the Baptist street, and at all vary from individual, especially to made to words of don't tell you cause skeleton if the new elder don't box start our brain with the most beneficial brain foods and supplements. Is lifestyle a very important factor? Yes, absolutely. Brandt advises that diet and exercise the most synergistic roles that play a large part in brain health. So good dietary habits and moderate daily exercise combine to give your brain its best chance to serve you. He says walking is one of the best forms of exercise that you can take in your surroundings. So constant keeping your brain busy and real is in the thing that suits you. Of information book. It's very read books, and I will convene my we can all improve our brain health. Let's look at some great brain foods. Avocados are full of monounsaturated fats that are the good kind. They also keep blood sugar levels steady, which is good for the brain. Also glowing skin. Now, avocados contain folate and vitamin K, and these two substances help to prevent blood clots in the brain to avoid strokes and also help to improve cognitive function. Especially both memory and concentrating avocados from the point of view of benefiting amazing for the heart. Actually, and Dr. Josh Axe says top 5 healthiest foods. It's a very important part of you. Blueberries are one of the highest antioxidant rich foods ever, including vitamin C and vitamin K and fiber because of their high level of gallic acid. Blueberries are especially good at protecting our brains from degeneration and stress. Organic is even better. And then there's beets. They reduce inflammation and are great for immunity too, as they contain antioxidants and they help to clean natural nitrates to boost the blood flow and performance. Valerian bone broth is excellent. Remember the gut brain, and this helps to cool inflammation and glycine help to improve memory. Dark chocolate or cacao are packed full of flavonols that have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. They can also help lower blood pressure and improve blood flow to both the heart and the brain. And coconut oil is one of the most amazing brain foods. It acts as an anti-inflammatory. It can help to reverse deterioration of the brain as we age. And when it comes to your brain, it's full of benefits too. Coconut oil works as a natural anti-inflammatory, suppressing cells responsible for inflammation. It can help with memory loss as you age and destroy bad bacteria that hangs out in your gut. So, what are other great nutrients? Well, as far as other brain foods are broccoli, green leafy vegetables, celery, walnuts, and they even look like brains, don't they? An extra virgin olive oil. The yolk of an egg and salmon conscientiously sourced, which is full of omega-3 fatty acids. And one more thing about coconut oil. It's really good because of its anti-inflammatory, action. It can help with memory loss as you age and destroy bad bacteria that hangs out in your gut. Excellent as a brain restorative and nutritive. I can't go on enough about coconut oil. It really is one of my favourite things. And then you've got vitamin D from sunlight and the stimulation of taking in the scenery. Omega-3 fish oils, flaxseed or algae help brain health, ADHD, ADD, dyslexia and Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. Tests show that omega-3 are linked to these conditions and that omega-3 helps enormously. Given that the brain is composed of 60% fat, it's understandable why 3s help. Also vitamin E. And then there's quercetin, that's a flavonoid, DHEA and pregnenolone, under guidance of a practitioner, of course. Tryptophan and 5-HTP, melatonin, mulberry, sangshen, that helps neurogenesis. Sangshen, of course, is a Chinese herb. Piperine, extract from pepper, green tea, full of antioxidants, grape seed extract, soy, the real, not the processed. Ginkgo biloba, fluid extract, it has to be taken in very strong doses, so the fluid extract is the best. Ginseng, renshen, gotokala, centella asiatica, rhodiola, St. John's wort, red sage, rosmarinus, zingiber officinalis, and goji berries or gochiza. Turmeric, potentiated with piperine. It must be pointed out, however, that these supplements and herbs or spices are not suitable for everyone, and it will be prudent to consult with a medical herbalist rather than just take them all, because it would definitely be too much to take it all. So it can be decided then by your herbalist to see what you need. So to summarise, keep active, socialise with people who resonate with you. Maybe join an aerobic or dance class, as well as walking in the country or on the beach. Just somewhere that makes you happy, but you must get exercise. And learn something new, for example, a musical instrument or a new language. Someone mentioned the other day juggling. Also compete in simple tasks with the other hand that you don't normally use. So being ambidextrous will help the brain connections. Seek out relaxing pursuits such as yoga, meditation and mindfulness. And eat foods full of omega-3s, fatty acids, get enough sleep and all stages of sleep. Try to avoid stress. Reduce your stress levels, because stress is not good for any aspect of health. Find some great pastime or hobby that will delight and illuminate you. Keeping your brain busy and absorbed helps to rewire the brain and improves connection between neurons, even helping to form new ones. Chefs to look at this week are the Hungry Sailors. Why? Because they're two jolly people and cook real healthily and on board a boat. Being happy helps brain health tremendously. I'd like to dedicate this program to my beautiful mum, Elaine, who's not enjoying the best of health. Bless her, sweetheart. Last thought to leave you with is, the human brain starts working the moment you are born and never stops until you stand up to speak in public. And that is by George Jessel.
You have been listening to Leanna Broome's Healing by Nature on Oyster Mouth Radio. For more information, please email Leanna on info@leannabroome.co.uk. Find her website at www.leannabroome.co.uk. Her Facebook page is Leanna Broome Medical Herbalist.